Several members of the organization danced and sang outside UNICEF offices in Harare, denouncing the organization for attacking the Zamara family for using children at Africa Unity Square last week. UNICEF warned the family and activists, saying children are protected by various international and local statutes from participating in public protests. It quoted Article 15 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which relates to freedom of association. Article 15 stipulates in part that children have the right to meet together and to join groups and organizations. This section is silent on the participation of children in public protests. However, some provisions of Section 81 of the Zimbabwe Constitution state that every child has the right not to be recruited into militia force or take part in armed conflict or hostilities. It further states that every child has the right not to be compelled to take part in any political activity. But Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign stressed during their protest today that UNICEF should have expressed these sentiments every time President Robert Mugabe used children in his rallies. Speaking outside UNICEF offices, Tajamuka Sesijikile spokesperson Promise Mukwananzi accused the UN agents of seeking to pacify the sitting government at the expense of the children it claimed to be representing.
As I speak, Linda Msalira is in illegal political detention at the Chikurubi maximum prison, and the UNICEF has never said anything about that. As I speak, Itai Damara is nowhere to be found, but UNICEF has never said anything about that. We don't expect the international community to behave in that way. And we don't expect employees of UNICEF to use their positions within the organization to push political agendas, to push partisan agendas.
Silvanos Mujova, a member of the political campaign group, told Studio 7 that they want a retraction of the UNICEF statement.
We expected them to retract the statement, first of all, and then after that retraction, they issue an apology to Itai Zamara's family directly to say those kids were demanding the return of their father, not that they were being political. No.
Fortune Nyoni, another activist, concurred, adding that Itai Zamara's children were at the demonstration seeking answers from the ZANPF government on the whereabouts of their father. Mukwananzi and three other members of Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign met with UNICEF representatives. Mukwananzi claimed that UNICEF has agreed to have a relook at the statement and address the concerns of the campaign group.
She agreed that within a week she's going to consult within the United Nations and make a review on the statement which they made and make a public statement clarifying the position of UNICEF.
UNICEF Chief of Communications Victor Chinyama confirmed that they held a meeting with Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign but declined to disclose what was discussed. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Modadigwa. Iva, sikamba, utari, jemani.